8:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. So Colin Kaepernick was informed by the NFL that he had a workout on Saturday in Atlanta at the Atlanta Falcons facility. And hours before that scheduled workout, he released something, his people did, saying that the place of that location of that workout had changed to a local high school, which was an hour away from the original facility. Now, my first question beyond why is this. I know how public schools work. Public schools, unlike private, you don't ask the front office and the front office says yes. There are other things to go through in order to get the facilities for a public school. There are other hoops to jump through. So that means we know he didn't pick up the phone on Saturday morning and request this alternate location. We know he didn't ask for that then. This was something that was done at least Friday. Do we agree?
Oh, very least.
At least Friday. Why weren't NFL teams involved then? This is what this is how I see this. I see this as if you really wanted this to happen, even if you wanted to change locations, I have no problem with that. But it looks as if you want more to make a statement than to really make a statement. If your statement is to get back into the NFL and play, it seems as if he's now doing things to derail himself. Or are you trying to make another statement and prove another point beyond getting back into the National Football League? I didn't like it. I thought it was a bad move. And I think he really, really hurt himself on Saturday. He could have had a real opportunity to get back in the National Football League. He diminished those opportunities because he made it tough, Jerry, for scouts to actually get to him because he informed them at the last minute that a facility that was an hour away.
Yeah, he blew it. He blew it. And he accused Roger Goodell and the NFL of running. Huh? What do you mean by that? You're the one that ran away from the NFL. And listen, on Friday and all last week, I lambasted the NFL for deciding to hold this workout on a Saturday when it's always on a Tuesday. That's fine. But to throw people off for essentially what was your last chance at a job interview is a knucklehead maneuver by Colin Kaepernick. He blew off a number of teams that traveled a long way to see him. And he never answered any questions. He always said he had something to say. He just gave a statement. He took no questions. He didn't want to sign the NFL's waiver, which I understand is standard. And you know what? You have to play by the NFL rules, Colin, or go play in another league. Like I've said, nobody owes this guy anything. Nothing. It's a privilege to play in the NFL. You have no right to play in the NFL. And by blowing off a number of teams and the commissioner, you've made things a lot worse, and now you have to sleep in the bed that you made.
He just wants to be a victim. That's all he wants to be. He's playing this victim role now. And this, you know, for people that said, they're actually happy or encouraged that he might get a job in the NFL because they thought he got screwed, this just cemented my dislike for him. Because you get a chance, people come out of their ways. People did go. You know, it's like people went to watch. You know, they were legitimately going to check him out. And then he decides, no, we're not doing it. He was doing it on my terms. We're going to go to high school. We're not going to tell the NFL. We're just going to move it an hour away, whatever it was. It was a circus. It really was.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed. I did because I thought I was looking forward to. I think Colin Kaepernick can quarterback in the National Football League.
Of course he can.
I think he's better than most of the quarterbacks that are in the league right now, to be honest with you. I think he's better than probably 90% of the backups that are in the National Football League.
It's about 100 right now. Quarterbacks in the NFL if you add them all together. He's certainly in the upper echelon.
There's no
that
doubt
group.
About that. There's no doubt about that. And he had an opportunity to prove that. And what did he do? He turned it into something else. Yeah. He had other to sum it up, it looks as if Colin Kaepernick has other motives than playing in the National Football League.
Was one filming a commercial? I don't know, because he wanted Nike in tow everywhere he went. And I thought the NFL really did bend over to try and make it accommodating for him. They flew in former coach Joe Philbin. Hugh Jackson, a former head coach, flew in as well. They did it on their own. I'm sure they were compensated. They set up the whole Atlanta Falcons facility. They had the training staff there and officials and put out the red carpet for him, and he never showed up for any of these people. I mean, what is that? And then you show up at a high school, like you said.
Disrespectful.
That wasn't just announced at 2:30. He knew beforehand he was going to try and stick it to the NFL. That's what you do. You try and stick it to the people that are trying to hire you.
I love when people, you know, this is all about how people are treated and being respected. And you couldn't be more disrespectful in your behavior. You got people going out of the way to try to do this for you, set up a real workout. I don't know who's going to pick up a quarterback in week 11 or 12 in the season, but whatever. Then you pull this publicity stunt. I think Jay-Z's pissed.
I would be if I went out of my way to try and get this thing done, and then you don't show up. Same thing with Hugh Jackson, Joe Philbin, or anyone else who spent their time on Saturday waiting for him to be there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.